Okay, so we're winding up this section with a message about internalizing or applying that which we've heard or practice. As with anything, it requires practice to become proficient. I'd like to read something that Prabhupada spoke on this point before doing that. I'll just Ravindra Swarup Prabhu at this japa retreat in Ojai shared with us, remember that Badahari, this whole session, like half hour, 45 minute session on practice, abhyasa, and his message to us was within abhyasa to consistently practice something. Embedded in that is submission, and accompanying submission is a feeling. It's the seed of transcendental feeling. I'll do it again, slowly. Expand it a little bit. Practice, practice, practice. Prabhupada would say, practice makes perfect. Sometimes he would say, by practice, by regularly practicing at something, it becomes second nature. You've heard that phrase before? By practicing something, it becomes second nature. Which means we now have our conditioned nature. And by our conditioned nature, we do something just because we're conditioned to do. But we can make a decision. I don't want to do this conditioned thing. I want this more pure position. So we're not there, but we can practice and practice. And by practice, it becomes second nature. The second nature replaces the other one. And especially something that's natural to the soul or in the realm of pure devotional service. Practice and practice. That's vidhi sadhana bhakti. By practice, it becomes our second nature. It becomes what our real nature is, actually, our original nature. We discover our original nature by practice. But to practice consistently, just like some of the gap comments that were made, is I don't practice consistently. I understand. I sometimes practice, and then I fail to practice. So for consistent practice, abhyasa, there's a commitment. There's a commitment not just to practice, but in the spiritual realm, it's commitment to Krishna, our relationship with Krishna. And with that commitment to our relationship with Krishna, there's a seed of feeling. That's Ravindra's point. So to consistently practice with care and attention, these phrases Prabhupada would use, care and attention. There's feeling, and the feelings will grow. Our feeling, our natural feelings of love and affection for Krishna will grow just by practice, if we're practicing with care and attention. So here's Prabhupada's statement. In 1968, in San Francisco, a morning walk conversation, walking along a lake, Prabhupada speaking about practice. Yes, Prabhupada said, practically everything depends on practice. Abhyasa yoga yuktena chetasa nanya gamina. Abhyasa yoga means yoga practice. Practice it. So this whole Krishna consciousness movement is to practice. Transferring from one kind of consciousness to another, so we require practice. Just like one man can run few miles. I cannot even run 1 mile. He has practiced. We see some boys, they run on. They practice. Practice it. Strength of the heart, increasing by practice. And if I run, my heart will be palpitating because I have no practice. I have one experience like this not so long ago. I was dropped off at the airport, what I thought was in plenty of time because I don't like to rush. And when I checked in, I realized it's 10 minutes before departure because I somehow remembered wrong what the departure time was. And it was a long way to the gate. It was in Detroit, not this last, but the previous time. And it was, I didn't know this, the configuration of the terminal. It was all the way down at the other end of it. But, you know, I was halfway there, huffing and puffing. Boy, I'm really out of shape. I missed the flight. So, no practice. And you just get winded very easily. So, with practice, then it becomes, the other time I was with, in Minneapolis, Jimmy took me to a place where there's joggers. And they were zooming along, you know, just like, we were slowly walking, and yeah, they would pass by and smile, wave, and just keep going. And wow, they really, it was like, become a greyhound in the next life or something. So as running requires practice, anything requires practice. By practice, everything can be attained. Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. Determination. One of our topics for discussion is going to be the importance, the role of firm faith and determination. This determination is increased by celibacy. Brahmacharya is recommended to keep oneself determined. The brahmachari, if he determines something, he executes. He has got strength of mind. Those who are too much addicted to sex life, they cannot be determined. They cannot be fixed up. They are fluctuating, changing. People are in the modern day, they cannot sit down in one place for a long time. Therefore, so much traveling. The traveling business is very prosperous. Everyone wants to travel. They can't fix up. Fix up. So, the processes recommended. They're very valuable. But it is not possible to follow them all in the present age because everything is reducing. So, our method is to pray to Krishna to give us the necessary strength. That's all. Otherwise, by regular practice. The age is very difficult, unfavorable. First thing, memory is very short. We cannot remember. Life is very short. Life is short at the same time. So much disturbed by anxiety, by disease, by natural disturbances. Roga shokadi bihi. Short time. Short life. Then is also disturbed by disease and lamentation. Every moment there's something for which you have to lament. Oh, roga shodhabihi. And disease. The body is a breeding ground for all kinds of disease. Life is short and is so much disturbed. How is it possible to practice? Therefore, this one practice, chanting Hare Krishna and hearing, that is very nice. And praying to Krishna, please give me strength. Hare, O energy of Krishna. O Krishna, I am fallen. I have no strength. Please accept me. That's all. I have no qualification. I am frail. I am trying, but I am failing. All these appeals should be made. And Krishna is all-powerful. He can do anything. Even we do not perform. Trying our best, if we fail, Krishna will help us. Just like a child tries his best, but he falls down. His mother takes up, and all right, come on, walk. Like that. Yes. So, practice. We have some tools. We have some ideas of chanting from the heart, of fixing the mind on some sankalpa. We're going to take some time now to integrate those things by practice. Just like anything. I think it's good to take some examples. Badahari is going to, has in the past, and I'm sure will many times, give music lessons. People hear Badahari singing, think, oh, I'd like to sing like Badahari. Okay, I'll give some music lessons. But what's he looking for? Sincerity of the person, but the person's willing to practice. Yes? And, huh?
Very rare.
Very rare. But when there's practice, what does it show? Same as what Ravindra's point was. There's some seed of a feeling to appreciate the teacher and not imitate, but receive that gift the teacher has given and practice it. And then what's that gift? It's some, as one becomes proficient, then some natural feelings will come. Just like our very nice kirtan the other night, and we'll experience it again several other nights. In the beginning, the kirtan will be very simple. But as the kirtan flows, then feelings start to flow, and feelings between the different musicians and the responders and the singer, and it becomes a crescendo of different transcendental flow of feelings. But practice. And natural transcendental feelings will come, will awaken. They're dormant. This is our practice is to awaken that natural attraction for Krishna. So I'm going to repeat one thing, and then we'll do a little exercise and continue chanting until 1:30. I was personally very moved from the first time I heard it by this rendering of Ananda Tanuja Kinkaram. So I'm going to read it again, and I'm going to ask you, listen with great care and attention to the message. This is one devotee's outpouring of how that Shikshastakam verse touched his heart, and see how it touches your heart. Try to connect with the feeling of this message. And then when you're chanting, perhaps you can refer to calling Krishna's name in this mood. Something that resonates with what Prabhupada was saying in this morning walk conversation in San Francisco, of, you know, feeling, I need Krishna's help. Calling Krishna's name, not just getting your rounds done. O son of Nanda Krishna, king of the country of love, I appeal for your affection. I am your servant. I feel deep within myself that I have some connection with you. I am subordinate to you. But somehow, I am now in adverse circumstances. There are so many enemies within me trying to take me away from you. Therefore, I cannot give my full attention to you and your name. At the same time, I feel from the deepest place in my heart that you are my master. You are all and everything to me. My heart will never be satisfied without your companionship. So I appeal to you. I'm in unfavorable circumstances. I am suffering. And without your grace, I do not find any relief from my present imprisoned condition. So the appeal is clear. The chanting is such, the Maha Mantra is such an appeal. So for the next 20 minutes, it's more japa time. One of the feedback items that came from previous japa retreats I heard about from the Bhagavat life is more time just for chanting japa. So this is an answer to that. This is japa chanting time. We're going to do a little exercise that I'll explain first, and then you can proceed with chanting. There's a exercise by Gopal Guru Goswami. He's an Achari in our line. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had many associates. One of them was Vakreshwara Pandit, and one of his disciples was Gopal Guru Goswami, who primarily resided in Puri, but also spent time at Radha Kund, worshipping his Radha Kanta deity. So he was very, very, as Vakreshwara was particularly renowned for his dancing, Gopal Guru was particularly renowned for his absorption in japa, and he gave some meditation of while chanting japa to meditate. We're going to hear some more about this later, but meditate on the meaning of the mantra that one is chanting. It's enjoined in Hari Bhakti Vilas to do that. So we'll chant together, and I'm going to then read some phrases that connect Hare with meaning, Krishna with meaning, Hare with meaning, Krishna with meaning, Rama with meaning. I'll just suggest them softly. You continue chanting and see if your mind can go to the meaning in this calling to Krishna. Mood, Ainanda Tanuja Kinkaram. Krishna, please pick me up. Please accept me. So we'll begin chanting in unison because it's easier that way. And when I start speaking, don't stop chanting. I'll speak softly. And let your mind go to let your heart go to the meaning of the words that we're chanting. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. please capture my inner heart and deliver me from the bondage of material life. Please capture my inner heart and deliver me from the bondage of material life.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama
Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
O Krishna, please pull my heart to you.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
O Krishna, please pull my heart to you.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama,
O Radha, please steal my heart with your sweetness.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
O Radha, please steal my heart with your sweetness.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna,
O Krishna, please purify my heart by giving me, through your devotees, knowledge of how to worship you. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna
Krishna. O Krishna, please purify my heart by giving me, through your devotees, knowledge of how to worship you. Krishna, please make me steady in devotion to your name, form, qualities, and pastimes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Please may I develop taste for you. At your own pace. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama.